So speaking of, you know, storytelling and how you write from this narrative, if you don't mind sharing the story behind Dear John, how did that all come to be?
Yeah, so I, well, the whole project kind of came out of this need for some self-therapy. Mm-hmm. And I'd always wanted to do an EP and kind of had been slowly beginning to plan it. And I was going through a breakup at the time, and one of my biggest frustrations is that I always felt like I never had a whole lot to write about. Mm-hmm. And finally I had material. So I kind of connected with some people that I went to school with in Nashville. I went to Belmont. I went to school with just amazing songwriters and musicians that are still down there, writing and plugging away. And, I called a few of them and told them what I wanted to do. And, each one of them, you know, there were, four other writers on the project. We did co-writes through, basically this 3-4 month period. And I just kind of wrote with them what I was feeling. You know, I would approach a co-write with, pretty much a structure of the song. And then we would just kind of bang it out. There were very specific things that I wanted to say. So, you know, like the whole EP is basically just like this journey through, you know, just like nostalgia and heartbreak and ambivalence and, you know, missing the person and then just kind of figuring out. Dear John was the last song we wrote for the EP, and it was just kind of my way of letting go, in a Dear John letter sort of way. So, yeah, that was the inspiration for it. You know, it was a long-term boyfriend for a relationship that ended. But yeah, that's how it all came to be.